Page 85, Unit 20. Establishing a new business should be as easy as possible.
I am tomorrow, or some future day, what I established today. James Joyce.
Undeniably, being an entrepreneur and having your own business is an ambition, or maybe even a necessity, of many. Not to mention the fact that the economy of any nation heavily relies on businesses. If enterprises flourish, everybody gains. These are two of the main reasons why many people believe it should be easier to establish new businesses. Let me dig deeper into the issue, though. Several further causes appear to be on the plus side. Clearly, making it easier to establish a business more easily would increase the number of entrepreneurs and thus the possible number of highly profitable companies. It would also make it easier for people who are difficult to employ, like the ones living with disability, to become financially self-sufficient. If it were easier and cheaper for companies to register, the sizes of the black and gray economies would also decrease. Needless to say, increased costs and complicated laws make it more difficult to become an entrepreneur for people with less capital. It's also true for individuals with less understanding of the legal process. The high requirements force people to pay for the expensive services of lawyers and accountants, which takes money away that could be used to grow the business. What is more, some of those legal requirements might not make sense at all and are only historical remnants of a once sensible demand. Far too complex laws and regulations may be a source of corruption and abuse of power as well, so decreasing their number and simplifying them should help prevent more economic crimes. Let us not forget the time, energy, and money that both entrepreneurs and governmental offices have to put into the process either. Not to mention that state officials might not understand private companies enough to be able to make an informed decision through the authorization procedure. As bureaucratic obstacles are consuming the resources on both sides, everybody would benefit by freeing up workforce to deal with other issues where they could add real value. This can also result in increased competitiveness of businesses. On the other hand, due to limited liability, some measures must be taken to protect customers and suppliers. Company registration allows partners to check to see if they are dealing with a reliable company. By preventing the immediate establishment of companies, partners and officials have more time to investigate irregularities, decreasing the amount of fraud. Also, by imposing a cost, the process makes sure that only people who are actually serious about establishing a business attempt to do so. Naturally, a diligent registration process discourages creating fake companies while making it more difficult to avoid taxes. All in all, it seems to be more likely that by conforming to some rules, established companies will benefit the whole society. To sum it up, although some kind of a registration seems to be beneficial, the advantages of simplifying the process clearly outweigh the drawbacks. Let me also highlight the fact that the concept of freedom of association itself mandates that people should be free to act towards their common business goals.